Blessed be the Lord is in his holy temple and all earth, he's solid before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Speak thy stamp in thy gate, O Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Please God, this is another day we're here. Day 291. 2020, and we'll stay here. Amen. Oh God, praise.
God.
And we need to give him some praise for this 290.
Hallelujah.
Day.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
He's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Okay, God.
Somebody.
Telephone.
Mike is singing.
Hey, Mike away from somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Let's look at the get a prayer in here. Green. That is green.
Yes.
Can you give us a prayer?
Praise God.
Our gracious Father, we come to say thank you for this day that you have made. And God, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we just thank you for another worship service this morning. God, we just thank you for the word that is coming forth through our pastor, God, that will carry us through this week, God, during this pandemic, God, and everything around, God. And God, we love and we adore and we worship all of you.
Yes.
God, for all the members that is showing up today, God, I ask God you continue to bless all our church family and friends coming to join us this morning. And God, we love and we worship your name, God. And God, we just thank you for the word because that's what's keeping us through this, God. God, continue to bless our pastor and his family, God.
Yes.
Through all this as well, God. And we claim a victory right now in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to bless the sick, God. Continue to heal the ones that's going through sorrow, God. Continue to send comfort to those families, God. And God, we ask you to bless this world, God, because God, you know what we stand in need of in this world, God. And God, we claim a victory during this pandemic and everything that's going around us, God. And we just thank you, God. We love and we do and we worship your name, God. And we just thank you. And this is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture will be from our text today, and that's going to be from the book of St. John.
St. John.
10:27 through 30. John 10:27 verse 30.
Say that again, Pastor.
St. John, verse 27 of chapter 10, verse 27 through 30.
Thank you.
Over there. But ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Excuse me, I started on 26, but 27 where we started. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I am, I and my Father are one.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to talk to you a little while today from this subject. God got you. God got you. Amen.
Amen.
He got you in his hand.
Yes.
And he is taking you to whatever you've got to face during this trying time.
Yes.
Some people are giving up. Some people are getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. Some people are getting angry, even with God.
My Lord Jesus.
Okay. But you hold on. He knows what he's doing. And everything's going to work out for his glory. And
Amen.
We're all going to have to leave here one day.
Yes, right.
That's a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, man that's born of a woman is only a few days.
Yes.
And those days are full of trouble. So we ought not be acting so surprised when it comes our way. Okay. Let you know it's full of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we need to keep that in mind.
Amen.
That our days are numbered. And in those numbered days, there's going to be some trouble coming our way.
Mm-hmm.
Word tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Yes, and he will.
But God will.
Yes, he will.
Deliver us out of them all.
Amen.
That's because you are in his hand.
Amen.
Okay. And we let you know that by being in his hand, nobody can get to you unless he allows them to.
That's right.
Nobody can pull you out of his kingdom unless he allows them to do so.
That's right.
Okay. So whatever happens and comes our way, know that it's in the Lord's hand. And he's bringing it to us for our good.
Yes.
We need to remind that, and we need to, and we keep on telling you that over and over again because we're forgetting. Soon as this service is over, something may happen, and we're forgetting this for my good.
Amen.
We get all upset,
get
all out of shape,
mad
with the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mad with everything, get mad with yourself sometimes. Okay. But you got to realize whatever it is, don't receive it as a negative thing.
That's right.
Receive it as a positive God.
Yes.
Our God is an I can God, not an I can't God.
Amen.
Our God is a God of peace.
Yeah.
A God of love.
Yes.
A God of joy.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
A God of power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is all powerful.
Yes, he is.
All knowing.
Yes.
All willing.
Yes.
To do what he needs to do.
Amen.
For his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
It takes a lot of things that we don't understand. Don't realize what needed there. But God does know everything.
Yes, he does.
Because nothing is a surprise to him.
Yes.
He knows, and the reason he knows everything because he's from beginning to the end. Okay, he's in all those dimensions right now.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So he knows everything that happened yesterday and the yesterdays before then.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything happening now and going to be happening the rest of the day.
Amen.
He knows everything that's going to happen tomorrow and all the other tomorrows after tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. He's in every time zone.
That's right.
He never sleeps.
That's right.
He never slumbers.
Yes.
He knows. Knows what's going on and he got it uncontrolled.
Yes.
Mahalia Jackson sung a song one time, well, not one time, but years back, saying he got the whole world in his hand.
Yes.
He got the whole world in his hand.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
You got you and me in his hands. Hand. He got the whole world in his hands. So yes. He holds everything together.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think keep this earth in an orbital path around the sun? Mm-hmm. And it goes in the same path. Mm-hmm. Every day and every year, it goes in the same path. Every season come on time.
Yes.
Every season leave on time.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. So there's a time and a season for everything. Amen. And so when you're going through, that's your season for going through.
Amen.
But you got to realize it's a season.
Mm-hmm.
And seasons keep on moving.
Yes.
All right. Seasons keep on changing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In a few more days, we'll be changing seasons again.
Yes.
Okay, and as always, he always knows what to do, when to do, how to do it.
Amen.
Okay, and see, the earth does not go in a perfect round circle. It's an elliptical circle. It goes, spins way out, come in, right? And did you not know that the sun is farther away from the earth in the summertime than it is in the winter?
Mm-hmm.
The winter is closer. But the way the earth is tilted in a way that the sun saw, like, not shine directly on the earth, but shine past it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And that's what makes it colder.
Mm-hmm.
But as it comes toward the sun, summertime and the earth gets far away, the earth tips back in another direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And causes it to be summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the heat won't be too hot for it. Mm. While we are being out, fall now.
Mm-hmm.
Over the Australian continent, it's spring.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because that's the way the earth is tilted, in that way that we are tilted toward the sun.
Uh-huh.
And they are tilted away from the sun. Because they don't know the side, they don't know the side of the globe.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, but you don't worry about that, because God got it.
Amen. Yes, he does.
He's been holding in control all these beyond years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So true.
And he's still doing, and he's doing a perfect job with it every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So keep in mind, God got it in control. Whatever is going wrong in your life that you say is going wrong, but it ain't going wrong. It's going right. It's going according to the will of God.
Yes.
It's going according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. And it's going according to how God planned it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, God's got it, and don't you worry about it.
Yes,
do what the word said. Think about it. It's another day, and I'm going to be rejoiced because I'm a part of the day.
Amen.
But he could have left me yesterday.
That's right.
That's true.
But he brought me over to it today.
Hey,
and since I'm in the day, I got to face what comes with that day.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
And so I'm going to rejoice.
Yes.
My job is not to complain.
Yes.
My job is to rejoice.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not moaning and groaning. I'm supposed to be happy in the day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Because the joy of the Lord.
Yes, sir. It's our
strength.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Glory David to said, God. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Amen.
The Lord is my, the strength of my life.
Yes, sir.
Whom shall I be afraid? So I don't have to worry about nothing because Amen. I'm in God's hand.
Yes, my Lord.
Okay. Amen. I don't have to worry about the light or anything. Mm-hmm. Light in the day or the darkness in the day or whatever it is that comes. The light is the good thing that happens to me. The dark things are the good, bad things that happen to me. But mm-hmm. all that's going on to make me who God want me to be.
Amen. Right. Yes. Okay.
You can't have a good cake until you put it in the oven.
Amen.
Everything is right and everything and nice and cool, but that cake, there will never be a cake until you put it in the oven.
That's right.
Amen. Okay.
And put some heat to it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
All right. So sometimes you got to be in the oven and bake.
All right. Anyway,
we told you about last week about the potter.
Uh-huh.
After he makes that vessel, it ain't no good until you put it in the oven.
Amen.
That's right.
You got to put it in the oven so it can solidify itself and so it can shine on it and everything. He got to put it up to bring out the good that's in it. So sometimes you got to go through so God can get the good out of you. Some of them call on him tell him we get in the oven.
Yes, man.
We go all day long, don't say a word to him. And wait till something bad happens. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
He had to pick it up because you call on him. You ain't calling his name up for the day.
That's right.
Well, it's so perfect peace if your mind stays on him.
Yes, yes. Lord, amen. Yes, he will.
So what I'm saying, your mind got to stay in the word. Because he is the word.
Amen.
And when you're in the word, then you know you don't have to worry about nothing because he got you in his hand.
Yes, Lord.
That's right. That's right.
And no man is able to pluck you out, he said.
Amen.
The Father got you in there. Everybody can't pluck you out of his hand because him and the Father's one. So if Jesus got you, the Father got you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
We said all the devils in hell can't do it, but they said no man.
No one out.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Look, you out. You're in his hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. Whatever's you're going through, God will take you through it.
Yes, he will.
Yes, sir.
And if he doesn't take you through it, he's going to take you out of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay. Okay. So he got something going on for you. So don't worry about it. The Lord is the strength of your life. He's all the power you need.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. So don't be afraid. He let you know that when the wicked and your enemies come against you and your foes come to against you to eat up your flesh. What happened to him? He said they all, not some of them, all stumbled and fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Though the whole shall encamp against you.
Mm-hmm.
My heart, he said, shall not fear. So the hope and is a host of enemies come against you,
mm-hmm.
like the war with Elijah.
Yes.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Walls may come against you.
Mm-hmm.
Still be in confidence. You're in God's hand.
Amen. Yes.
All right. And if God be for you, You more than the whole world against you.
Man.
Man.
Okay. All right. God is for you. God is with you.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. God is about you. We tell you that God is in you.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell you also that he's not only just in you, but he's working in you.
Mm-hmm.
Now this week, he let you know that he got you in his hand.
Yes,
so
Lord.
He's inside you. He's outside you. Mm-hmm. He's all around you.
All around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And whatever it is, it ain't the mask that's keeping the pandemic from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's God.
It's
working through the mask.
All of that.
I know.
Okay, but don't just take your mask off and not then and test God.
Uh-huh.
You're tempting him then.
Right.
You know that if you step in from a max truck and it's going up 60 miles per hour, what's mm-hmm. gonna happen to you? You're gonna get knocked, the kingdom come.
Yep. Yes, Lord.
All right.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Huh. Because you jumped out there in front of it.
Thank
God
right.
gonna protect you. Now you're tempting God.
Yeah.
Okay. God got you. All right. And stay in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else will be all right.
Lord.
Okay. He said, in a time of trouble,
mm-hmm.
he not might. But he shall mm-hmm. hide me.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
In his pavilion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me.
Mm-hmm.
He shall set me up upon a rock.
Rock.
Mm-hmm. And now when my head is lifted up above my enemy, round about mm-hmm. me, therefore, I will offer into his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I was saying, yay, I was saying praises unto his name.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So, we supposed to be just saying praises to the Lord all the time because he got us. He got us in his pavilion. He got us in a time of trouble. He got us in a time of need. And he got us in a time of want. He got us. Okay, so he got us. So don't get upset. Don't worry. Don't fret. Okay. God got you.
Man.
Okay. He got you through this pandemic. Okay. Just trust in him and do what you're supposed to do.
All right.
Okay. As long as you do what you're supposed to do, God's going to do what he's supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
But that you're supposed to do, you're going to have to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
You may not want to do it, but you mm-hmm. got to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Lord is our helper, and he got us. Okay. He got you. He got me. He got the whole world in his hand.
Lord.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Like the rich man and Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
The rich man had everything he needed, preparing sumptuously. Mm-hmm. But Lazarus was a poor beggar.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Who was carried and laid at the gate of the rich man.
Yes.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
All he wanted was some crumbs.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's it.
Spread from the rich man's table.
Yeah.
He wasn't even asking for what's on the table.
That's right.
He just wanted some crumbs. He was going to be satisfied with whatever the Lord put there. But with us, if God don't give me the beef, we don't want none of it. Okay? We want the big thing. But the rich man, the poor man only wanted crumbs.
Yes, yes.
That fell from the man's table.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the dog had more compassion on him. So that was God working through the dog.
Yes.
He had the poor man in his hand.
Uh-huh.
And he was preparing him for a better time.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. So the rich man, the poor man died.
Uh-huh.
And in Abraham's bosom, he opened his eyes. But the rich man also died.
Yes,
my Lord.
And in hell, he opened his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Being in torment, seeing Lazarus afar.
Uh-huh.
In the bosom of Abraham.
Yes, my Lord.
Cried out to the Father.
Uh-huh.
Have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip his fingers in the tip of his fingers in the water.
Uh-huh.
And cool my tongue.
Yes, sir.
For I am tormented in this flame. Now, here's a man that wouldn't even get a man to put him from his table.
Mm-hmm.
Now wants the poor man to come and comfort him.
Yes.
But the word that Abraham said to him, son, remember that thou had life in thy lifetime, receive it, the good thing.
Uh-huh.
And likewise, Lazarus, evil thing.
Yes.
But now he is comforted, and thou art in torment.
Uh-huh.
Now he's in my hand.
That's right.
Be comfort.
Amen.
You're in the devil's hand.
Uh-huh.
You're being tormented. Okay. And besides, there's a gulf between you and me.
Uh-huh.
That he who goes can't get to you.
Uh-huh.
Now you can get to them.
Amen.
But the man said, well, then sin, I got five brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Send Lazarus to talk to them that they may not come to this place upon them. But let them know that you got Moses and the other prophets. If they don't hear them, they don't want to hear somebody that's been dead. All right. So, what is that? Your time is now.
That's right.
Amen.
To hear what the word of the Lord is saying.
My Lord.
Your time is now.
Yes.
All right. To be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Know that God is in, God got you in his hand. And nothing is happening to you.
Amen.
That you're not able, that God is not able to handle.
Amen. My Lord.
Nothing's happening to you. It's not part of the will of God.
Amen.
Nothing's happening to you that God has specially designed to take you through.
Amen.
To get you to the other side. Lazarus had to go to the root of begging. But it made him to the other side. Where he being comforted for the rest of eternity.
Yes, my Lord.
Okay. Whatever it is you're going through, give God thanks.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Know that he got you.
Yeah.
In his hand.
Glory. Amen.
All right. God bless you all.
Amen.
Okay. You're in God's hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everything's gonna be
all right.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
All right, yeah, have a blessed day.
Hallelujah.
You too. Amen.
Thank you.
And I love every one of you more than you love me. And you think you can do a thing about it.
I love you more.
Amen.
But I'm blessed and highly favored with friends, benefits, and overflow.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Y'all stay in the blessing business yourself.
Amen.
Have a good day.
Have a blessed one, Pastor.
Yeah.
Y'all have a blessed one.
Amen.
All right. Yeah. Love you all.
Love you.
Love you too.
You too.
Love you all. Love you more.